started. The forecast for this afternoon is for a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy with rain showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Lows going down to the upper 30s. A chance of rain tonight is at 80%. And tomorrow, it's partly sunny in the morning, and the rain showers go on tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows. It's getting cold tomorrow night, going down to the lower 30s, and on Monday, another mostly sunny days, up to the mid-50s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to celebrate water. Water everywhere. It's incredible to look out the window and everything is green. It is such a relief after this past winter. Maybe you feel the same way. And the river here, the Delaware River. Oh, it's so beautiful. Did you know that it's the last major river in the United States that has not been dammed up? And, you know, it was raining last night and it's going to be raining again tomorrow. And there's nothing more wonderful than water falling from the sky. It's a beautiful paradise that we live in, and water brings us life. Music brings us life. So, hey, there's your metaphor. One of my favorite authors, a Swiss poet and a novelist, the German-born Swiss poet Hermann Hesse, from his book Siddhartha, this is a quote: "Have you also learned that secret from the river, that there is no such thing as time? That the river is everywhere at the same time, at the source and at the mouth, at the waterfall, at the ferry, at the current, in the ocean, in the mountains, everywhere, and that the present only exists for it, not the shadow of the past, nor the shadow of the future."
By the river, there's a lot that you can learn if you've got a mind that's so fine. Happiness.
Steve Winwood wrote that song with Jim Capaldi. This is a band called Traffic. That's the album called The Low Spark of High Heel Boys from 1971. And Steve Winwood is playing the keys and singing vocals, and Jim Capaldi is the drummer. A man named Chris Wood was playing flute, and on bass was Rich Gretsch. Yeah, that's Traffic, Hidden Treasure. So another one of my favorite authors is a man named Norman MacLean. He's an American author and scholar. He was born in 1902, and he died in 1990. This is from Norman MacLean. Eventually, all things merge into one, and a river runs through it. The river was cut by the world's great flood and runs over rocks from the basement of time. On some of the rocks are timeless raindrops. Under the rocks are the words, and some of the words are theirs. I am haunted by waters.
Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I gotta build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast.
Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we gotta build a world, what that world will be. If we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
Thank you.
As they get further and further away. That's another song by Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi, the band called Traffic, Rainmaker. And right before that, we heard a song from Yusuf. Yusuf began his career as Cat Stevens. In 2008, he released an album called Road Singer, and we heard his song, The Rain. That's the 13th studio album for Yusuf. What an amazing singer-songwriter. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And we're just kind of floating in the water here today, just admiring its beauty and its meaning. And that's been going on for a few thousand years. Water covers our planet. Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher and a writer. He lived in China in the 5th century BC. And Lao Tzu said, "Nothing is softer or more flexible than water, yet nothing can resist it." Kind of like the Beatles. John Lennon, 1966, When the Rain Falls. Alan Watts was a British philosopher, a writer, and a speaker. He lived from 1915 through 1973. Alan Watts, great writer. So we're going to look at water from a different perspective, because a lot of times water, you know, it's a source of life. It does sustain us. And we can admire the physical beauty of water, but we can also compare water to a lot of our emotions. So here's Alan Watts. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, You don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you'll sink and drown. Instead, you relax and you float. Richie Havens. Did you ever meet Richie Havens? I never met Richie Havens, but I feel like I'll always know him for the music and the singing. Richie Havens was 72 years old when he passed away in 2013, and that recording is called Hurricane Waters. He released that on his last CD in 2008, the recording called Nobody Left a Crown. Yeah, okay, you know, there's all kinds of relationships You got to carry somebody through the water. Well, you know Jerry Seinfeld. He's a pretty funny guy. He's good. And sometimes he has a way of putting things in humor that is just so true. So here's what Jerry Seinfeld says. Marriage is like a game of chess, except the board is flowing water and the pieces are made of smoke and no move you make will ever have any effect on the outcome. All right, well, Adele is also a specialist at describing what it feels like to be in relationships. And on her most recent album called 25, you've heard that saying, it's just water under the bridge. Adele knows about love. It's not water under the bridge. That's from her most recent album, 25. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And when I woke up this morning, I looked around me and I saw such beauty everywhere. And it's raining. And normally you'd say, oh man, it's raining. That's terrible. But it's beautiful. It's wonderful. The water falling from the sky. Everything is so green. We have such a beautiful home here. And there's a lot of things to be happy about. We've got a really beautiful person that lives right here among us. His name is Mark Ruffalo. And one of the things I love about this person is that he founded this organization called Water Defense. Here's their statement. Water Defense works to create a world where water is safe to drink, where the oceans don't rise, and where the economy is powered by clean, sustainable sources of energy. Thank you, Mark Ruffalo. And you know, we're hydropowered here at WJFF, Radio Catskill. We're hydropowered and we're member supported. Oh, yeah. So, you know, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. You don't know till your river runs dry how much that water meant to you. One of my favorite singers, you might remember him. He was of the band called The Animals. His name is Eric Burden, and he released a wonderful recording called Till Your River Runs Dry in 2013. So let's hear a track from Eric Burden's album. This is called The River, She's Rising.
The river is rising, carry me away to another world. Was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Oh Lord, please don't put a cross upon my door. And
the river is rising,
is rising.
The river is rising,
river. His head, opened his eyes. Is that my baby grand beginning to rise? Carry me away to another world. Every day around 4 o'clock, King Antoine enjoyed his nap. The TV would waken him, but today the TV was dead. The night sky. The king thought, Lord, is this the time I'm gonna die? The river is rising. He was nailed to the piano like a yellow page from a telephone book. The river is rising. Today, it'll be tomorrow. So let the path of least resistance carry you away.
From Till Your River Runs Dry. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're diving into the subject of water today. Cahil Gibran, he was a Lebanese-American artist, born in Lebanon, passed away in 1931 in New York City. Beautiful poetry. Cahil Gibran, in one drop of water are found all the secrets of all the oceans. In one aspect of you are found all the aspects of existence. Yeah, the ocean, it's a powerful, powerful metaphor. And, you know, we're talking about how water can represent emotional states. One of my favorite songwriters with the band Coldplay, Chris Martin, he wrote a song called Oceans, released on the Ghost Stories album, and he's really swimming around in it, swimming in that emotional ocean. And there's a lot of atmosphere going on in this track. It was produced by Brian Eno, and there's a lot of atmospheric sounds, and it's actually kind of hard to focus in on the lyrics. So the Coldplay song Oceans. I'm ready for it all. I'm ready for the pain. Meet me under the sun. Meet me again in the rain. In the rain. Behind the walls, I'm trying to change. I'm ready for it all, love. I'm ready for a change. Meet under blue sky. Meet me again in the rain. The rain. The rain. In the rain. The rain. You get the idea. The song is called Oceans. Well, right before we hear that, there's another sentence written by a woman named Annie Dillard. She got the Pulitzer Prize for general nonfiction. And she's born in 1945 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ann Dillard, the American author. And this is a beautiful sentence. The sea pronounces something over and over in a hoarse whisper. I cannot quite make it out.
Blue sky.
Oceans from Coldplay's Ghost Stories. Brian Eno did not produce that album. Actually, it was produced by Coldplay, Paul Epworth, Daniel Green, and Rick Simpson. So, wow, Jimi Hendrix. You know, wherever he is, it's still raining. And he is still dreaming. Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Yeah, check out the water and the rain and the beauty in the world. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thanks so much for listening. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 p.m. It's currently 69 degrees. The forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with rain showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. A few clouds tomorrow night, going down to the lower 30s. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We'll have